This month, we're marking the 50th anniversary of an achievement that still inspires, putting astronauts on the moon. But as NPR's Joe Palca reports, another kind of explorer is responsible for much of the modern enthusiasm for space exploration.
Look, humans do still explore space. The International Space Station is a remarkable piece of hardware. But as amazing as the space station is, excitement about it is relatively modest.
Well, you know, since the days of Apollo, the greatest adventures in space have been these robots that have gone all over the solar system.
Emily Lakdawalla works for the Planetary Society. By these robots, Lakdawalla is referring to the various probes that have flown past planets, moons, and asteroids, orbiting some, landing on others. Lakdawalla says, sure, it would be inspiring to see an astronaut land on Mars. But in the meantime, inspiration is coming from NASA's Mars rovers.
It's very easy to anthropomorphize them and imagine ourselves rolling across the surface of Mars. I think it's really not a stretch to imagine ourselves in the place of these robots exploring across the solar system.
Millions of people around the world have watched with delight as the six-wheeled rovers have trundled across the Martian surface, snapping pictures and taking selfies. At the National Air and Space Museum, Matthew Schindel says visitors make a point of coming to the planetary exhibit.
This gallery is kind of tucked into the west end of the museum.
Schindel is the museum's planetary science curator. A prominent feature of the gallery is a large glass case containing versions of all the rovers NASA's sent to Mars, starting with the tiny Sojourner rover that landed in 1997, right up to the 2,000-pound Curiosity rover that arrived in 2012.
People love to come and see the rovers and really get a sense of what they look like up close and their actual scale.
Now, Mars has a mystique all its own, so perhaps it's not surprising that people find exploring the red planet enticing. But the New Horizons flyby of Pluto, the Messenger's close encounter with Mercury, and Juno buzzing over Jupiter's poles have all generated great public interest. And Lindy Elkins-Tanton of Arizona State University says the public's appetite for space exploration goes beyond the familiar bits of the solar system. Elkins-Tanton is lead scientist on a mission to a weird asteroid known as Psyche. It's weird because Psyche is made entirely of metal, the only asteroid like it in our solar system. True, most people haven't heard of Psyche, but Elkins-Tanton says when they learn about it, they're hooked.
We're sending this probe to a place that is absolutely uninhabitable in an Earth kind of sense. And yet, the engagement we're getting from the public already, 2 years before launch, is profound.
Elkins-Tanton says she and her team are inviting the public to explore Psyche with them.
We're going to be sending the images that we get out onto the internet for everyone in the world to see within a half hour of our receiving them. So everyone in the world is going to see this crazy world at the same time, and we can all scratch our heads together.
The idea of sharing the experience of space missions is something NASA has embraced. Emily Lakdawalla says the public has been able to see the passion and commitment of the scientists who work on these robotic explorers. She points to the day NASA decided to end the Cassini mission to Saturn by sending the probe into the planet's atmosphere, where it burned up.
There are cameras on scientists and engineers who were weeping openly at the end of the spacecraft. It really humanized the mission. And so it made that human connection that maybe in the past you only got through astronauts. Now you recognize that robotic exploration is human exploration. It's just that the humans are back on Earth and the robots are going where humans can't currently go.
Joe Palca, NPR News.